know that there is something magical inside of you, but you don't know how to uncover it? The Heart Sing podcast is dedicated to just that, helping you put yourself first and figure out what lights you up. I'm your host, Addie B, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and through my journey of losing nearly 100 pounds, uncovering the magic of my soul, and building the life of my dreams, I'm leaving no stone unturned in the process of self-discovery. And I'm here to share it all with you, so let's get started. Heart Singers, welcome back to the Heart Sing Podcast. Addie Beal here, soon to be Aloha Addie. If you've been following along, I have decided to sell the Adventure RV, move back to Hawaii, where my youngest daughter is just starting high school and is not getting away for our big epic vacations traveling the country anymore, and I can't stand it. So I am headed back, and I have a lot of big changes coming, but I am also just re-inspired by this new vision for my future and how that's creating and reigniting things around all my other goals and really mainly my weight loss goal focus, which is going to be a big focus of this podcast today, in achieving impossible goals and just really goal achievement in particular I want to get into today. But I'll give you a little brief update before we dive in, just personally, because I know a lot of you guys are like, what's going on? Have not yet sold the RV, but I do have someone interested that is a heart singer. She's a podcast listener just like you. She knows me from Facebook, and she is 66 years old, and her dream has been to travel the country by herself and travel across in an RV. And she thought that this just might be the perfect sign. And I'm just hoping it is her, because how cool and epic would that be if another adventure woman gets the RV, right? Like the one of us soul singing, heart singing, seeking women, right? Oh, that was a lot of singing and seeking, but you guys get what I'm saying. So I will keep you updated on that. That is really, other than Mini Slayer being here, my oldest daughter, that is really the tie kind of keeping me here, right? So that's all in process. But what I want to share with you guys this week is something I'm super stoked about. I want to talk about my new goal of losing 30 pounds in 90 days this summer. And you guys can join me on the ride to do this. I'm doing it live on Facebook, just old school Slayer stuff, right? Going back to my roots, where when I started losing all of this weight, I did it on Facebook. And it's when I really started to find my voice and just speak my truth and share who I was, and noticed how many people I was helping just by sharing. And that's why we're all sitting here today, right? So I just decided, you know, it was really, I did a 30-day reset where I committed to going live every day in June. And it really helped me for my own mindset and motivation. And I know it's helping, like, it just helps us all when we do it together. So feel free to join me on Facebook at Namaslayer, you guys. Think of me like your Marco Polo buddy. Check in with me every day, see what's going on. This week, for example, I shared, you know, one night I'm over here at Lexi's house, and she has a cabinet of snacks. And I've identified that as an obstacle, because if I let the monkey brain go and I'm not anticipating ahead of time, she's got some chocolate in there, which is my nemesis. That's my thing, you know. And so literally, I woke up at like midnight, and I swear I sleepwalked into the kitchen and I ate the chocolate granola. I was like, the next day, I was like, what even happened, right? So I had to analyze that. So I'm just sharing all of these moments as I'm moving toward 30 pounds in 90 days, while I move across the ocean, while I sell an RV, while I look for employment, while all of these things are going on. And so in creating this new persona, in creating Aloha Addie, I found this whole reignited passion for my weight loss journey and just sharing in general. So it's been really fun to see that. And my creativity spark is lighting up again. I'm also doing The Artist Way, which is Julia Cameron's book. We're doing this in the Witches and Bitches Abundance Circle, which is closed now, but you can join in the fall, where we'll start a different topic or work through something different come the fall. But this book, you guys, it was one of the first things I did at the beginning of my journey. And, you know, she even says in there, don't discount the power of what you are doing in this work, you know, and how much of an effect and when the synchronicities start to happen. And that is how so much of self-development and self-improvement has been for me. And a lot of it is woven throughout things that I teach today. But what I wanted to share with you guys today in the topic of today's podcast, and we're just going to kind of go off the cuff on this, like I pretty much always do, but I was sitting here kind of outlining and thinking what I wanted to share with you today. And I had a meeting with a sister this week, and she said, you know, I just look at you and I think, wow, she did the impossible. And she was talking about, you know, losing 100 pounds. And, you know, as I've been sitting with that more, I was thinking back to when it felt to me that it was impossible to, when I was sitting at 300 pounds and in that ball of misery and just feeling like I just, why couldn't I do this one thing? I could do everything else in my life and feel like I could be so successful, but I couldn't lose this weight. What was wrong with me, right? I just was done. I wanted to get my body cut open, fat sucked out, shrink my stomach. I'm like, someone just do it because clearly I can't, right? It felt literally impossible. And as I was thinking back, okay, well, how did I change? How did this go from impossible to now I am just so confident? Like, I know how to lose weight. I know how to help other people lose weight. And I know the journey of it, right? And I've done this. I've lost over 100 pounds, not counting a calorie, not counting a macro, not counting a point, like none of that, but learning about my body and creating a new me, right? My habits are totally different. And I've just changed so fundamentally in these ways. And a lot of it has to do with creating this new identity for myself. And, you know, I decided along the way what the new me did that the old me didn't, right? Like the new me meditated. The new me didn't overdrink. The new me planned her life. New me loved yoga and spiritual experiences. She loved to journal and write. She loves to learn more about herself. She loves to teach others. She loved these things more than sitting at happy hour with people, writing her dreams down on napkins. I used to call these, you know, cocktail dreams, right? There's those napkins that end up in the bottom of your purse that you're like, oh yeah, that was a great idea that I never, ever did, right? Those dreams. So gradually, all those things that I decided new me did, gradually I became these things. But again, gradually, you guys, it started with this vision and then this glimmer of belief in my stomach. And this is why I do so much of the visioning and the future self working. And, you know, it's what this woman had shared with me too. She said, you know, a lot of the reasons I came to join your program, because she came in the Me First Guide experience this last round. And she said, you know, was because it, you know, first of all, the idea of having fun while you lose weight, she liked that concept. I was like, yeah, right? Exactly. Like, how can we have fun on the journey? But also this idea of coming from your future self all day, right? Like, as we sit down to plan, who am I becoming? How am I making small little changes to get there and releasing the judgment of yourself? So for me, you guys, it started with this vision, right? This creating of Slayer, my alter ego. And I started making just slow, small changes. But, and I will tell you guys a million times, I sincerely believe if I didn't start with meditation, we wouldn't be here today. And no one wants to hear it, but it's my truth. It doesn't mean it's yours, but it was mine and what I knew to be true for me. And it was a first habit I created in the new me. It changed my life totally. I practiced it though every day, twice a day, just like I still teach today. But it's not, this isn't a podcast about meditation though, you guys, right? So, but I wanted to share with that because people always want to hear it's about something sexier, like the planner, right? Which is also key. But you'll notice in the planner, like we have habit boxes in there and meditation is one of them in there. But you're not going to start out with all of these habits, right? And most often, if people come to this work, to learning how to put themselves first, learning how to dream again, I highly recommend becoming a planner because people, if you're not a planner, you struggle even doing the meditation practice, right? Because you don't know where and how it fits in your life. You don't know how this new you is, right? Like, I think the idea of, you know, I just wanted to lose 100 pounds, but nothing was going to change, right? All I was going to change was somehow miraculously change all the food I put in my body, which was like also affected every other thing in my life, right? How I went to work, how I walked in the door, like everything was tied. It's all tied to food in some way, right? Like, we have to eat. So, well, and apparently we can go long times without food, but that's another podcast episode. So back to this topic, losing over 100 pounds, right? This entire process has been uncomfortable. It is still uncomfortable. Change and growth is not easy. If it was, we just all have things we desire now. And you know, you guys, there's just been so many moments and days just filled with self-doubt, even where I felt like I was reverting back to this past self in my old habits. It was just part of my growth, right? I was still getting up. I was still showing up. And a lot of that because of the community I had to get up with, right? Like, I think it would have been very easy to just fall back in the shadows and let it go and go back to my old way of life, being blind to the fact that I'm creating my life and just go about letting life happen to me again. It will never be me again. And mainly because I have the sisterhood. I have you. I have the heart singers. I have this community of women that I know when if I'm down and out for some reason, I get off track, that I got somewhere to come and get back up and get on track. And I just get right back in my groove. And it's just part of that process. So you guys, anyhow, there's been so many of those moments, right? And there still are. Like, let's take, I think it was last year, I had my new impossible goal was $1 million goal. And from the outside, if I was a dare to allow my own mind to go there, because, you know, that's where our minds go. People looking from the outside in and me with my business and going to get some work right now as I'm returning to Hawaii, looking at that as a step back. And it's not, though. It's just part of my path, you guys. And I'm not going to stop doing my business because I know that's all still there. I know my purpose is to be here and to help as many women as possible, as many people as possible that are in my world, right? I had one of my mentors reach out to me this week, and it was just the timing on this was just really crazy to me because I made all these big changes and decisions, yet I'm still waiting to see how the universe is bringing it to me. And it was like my boss's boss. And he said, Addie, I just want you to know how amazing it is what you're doing in the world. You're helping so many people. Keep going. The world needs more people like you. And it just, like, coming from that person in particular was, you know, just really, really special. And I think something at that moment that made me even doubt, like, my decisions I've been making a little bit, right? Like, but, you know, and this brings us again to the topic about going all in on some goals, right? Because I think back to when, you know, I lost the bulk of my weight, when those first 60 to 80 pounds, that when I had that switch flicked, you guys know what I'm saying, right? I was all in. It was all I thought about. It was all I thought about. I, like, had weight loss in my ear. I had mindset in my ear. I had, like, how I was changing, how I was becoming, how was I going to go to this event and not drink and overeat, right? That was my priority. On and on. I can tell you, after 5 years of goal pursuit, creating this Me First Guy planning system in the community that's built on the premise of habits, identity-based habit changes, you know, coming from this place where you're creating this vision and we're, like, taking it from vision into a plan to become the new me, that I know when I'm all in on a goal and when I'm not. And I know, you know, now I know, and I really realize when I'm in a growth phase or maybe I'm waiting for a new direction, I'll still make the goal. I'm going to still show up for my 90-day full planning session. I'm still going to go through the motions because, first of all, something is better than nothing. All you perfectionists out there, listen again. Something is better than nothing. Right? Like, that small little action you take, you never know what the thing is that is going to click you back into motion, that is going to be your next little aha around the corner, little nuggets that come from anywhere. So as I was thinking about this comment about doing the impossible, it brought up questions for myself because I want to keep doing the impossible. I want to keep chasing my impossible goals, the $1 million, my 155 goal weight. Like, these things are the big goals, right? I feel that energy in my body right now. So like that's spirit here with us, you guys, right? Like that, like still seeking these big ass goals. So I just want to talk through like some of these questions that brought up for me today and just talk through them off the cuff with you guys. And such as, why do main goals matter? How can we increase our focus on our main goal? Is it okay we float in and out of focus with our goals? Right? And how do you keep going when you do float out? And how do you know when to shift or if you should? And are you inspired by your goal? How can you get inspired, right? Do you have this clear vision? So I'm going to I'll just start at the top with this. So why do main goals matter so much? And you guys remember, I probably learned some of this stuff somewhere. It could be truth. It could not be truth. This is my truth, right? This is what I've known. This is my wisdom I've gathered from these past 5 years, right? So it really matters because you can really, you know, we talk about this balance in life. And in the artist way, we did this little one of those life circles and you end up with this like totally out of whack, you know, like your life is never in full circular balance. Like you don't have health, personal relationships, finances, spirituality, health, what else is on there? You know, all of those things that you'll see on those life wheels. Like it would be extremely rare that all of those are in balance at the same time. Right? Like sometimes you have like this beautiful, great love life. And then other times you might have a big loss in your life. You know, you might have great relationships and poor finances, great finances, poor relationships. It's like this constant balance of all of those things shifting. That's life, right? That's the magic of life. So why do main goals matter when we look at this? And as I was looking at this wheel where I saw my spirituality was really high, my health and those things that I focus on were pretty like high in the little chart, right? Like they're a big focus for me. And then when it got to like relationships and love and things like that, that's all kind of really taken a back seat for the past few years. Like I just really, even like friendships and things like that, I haven't cultivated, like I've cultivated my focus into my weight loss and stuff, right? So you have an infinite amount of energy, right? But how much focus can you bring to that energy? And that I think is also a practice, right? So until we get really good at being able to focus that energy where we want to focus it, when we want to focus it, really identifying your main goal and being able to be like, whatever decision I make today, my main goal has priority. So if my main goal is weight loss, right? Like in my decision, this happened to me this week. I saw myself make this shift, you guys. So my main goal is weight loss right now. And I am all friggin' in, right? I am like, I am doing this. I'm going to show you guys, I'm going to show myself how I'm losing 30 pounds this summer. And so as I was getting up to and I start my day and my brain was like, oh, you know what? These are our good work hours. We should just go sit down and work. I was like, you know what? I know I'm not going to get to my workout. I'm not going to get to eating the foods I like. I'm not going to get to doing those things if I go and start heading into work right now. So easy. I put on my gym clothes and I went to the gym. Now, could that have impacted my financial goal, my business goals? Yeah, absolutely. But I was all in on my health goal, right? So I'm like, I'm in there. So I'm constantly making those decisions where if I have a decision to make in the moment, I say, okay, what one is going to get me to my weight loss goal? You can do anything for a short amount of time, you guys, right? And I think this is one of those concepts when we get to this point where you know, we want to lose weight like we're going to live it the rest of their lives. We don't want to, people get so scared to do something that they can't maintain forever that they just don't even try to do it. And I can tell you this, my entire journey of losing 100 pounds has been filled with stuff that I will never do again. Right? Like, I've tried so many things. And back at the beginning, when I was food prepping, like, I ate like way heavier foods than I eat now. Like, it will constantly change for yourself. So please don't let that hold you back, right? I do a lot more fasting when I am in a weight loss mode because I understand autophagy. I understand how to get into ketosis. I understand how to get into that fat burning phase. I know my body. So I'm going to implement a lot more of that than when I'm maintaining, right? You're going to see me do a lot more fast over the summer. And it's like one of the ways I'll recover if I like overeat, like I'm going out for dinner tonight and I'm like, okay, but I'm already at 205. I need to be 201 on Sunday. It's Thursday. So I'm going to head into dinner. And what is it going to look like the next 2 days? You know, I'm already thinking about this because that is my priority. So this is a difference, and this is why main goals matter. And if you're out there and you're just kind of like, oh, I'm losing weight and you're going through the motions, but like what I put in my ear is related to this. So I've shifted some of my listening because I was really focused on abundance listening and business listening and all of that. And I've shifted back to doing, you know, some weight loss mindset, listening to Corinne Crabtree's podcast, the No BS, listening to the Medical Medium about foods, listening to Dr. Mindy, I want to do one of her 30-day reset fasts, you know, like getting these things in my ear because they are feeding into my main goal. So I like to call that creating your learning algorithm. And I have a podcast on that. And I think it's got a free little worksheet with it too. So you can search in here. I'll try to find it and put in the show notes for you too. So create your learning algorithm to help drive yourself. This answers kind of the next question I had, right? Like, so we know main goals matter, right? And your brain can really only focus on one thing at a time. We like to think we can multitask, but it's not truth. So how do you increase your focus on that main goal? I get that. Like, I say, okay, what am I going to learn today that is going to put me toward that main goal? And I tell you guys all the time how important the mindset tools are in this process, that I sit every day and I say, okay, what could get in my way today? And I come up with two things that could stop me from getting to my goal. A lot of times it'll be Netflix, social media, perfectionism, overwhelm. And then I come up with ideas how I'm not going to let that get in my way. What am I going to do instead? Right. So let's talk about maybe floating in and out of goals, because maybe you're in a spot where you just don't feel as fired up as your goal as I sound about mine right now. And listen, my sister, you know, I've been there, right? I've been there for like, I feel like the past year, I have not been committed to my weight loss goal, really. I think Q1 of last year of 2022, I had gotten reignited and I had a great quarter. I lost like that 21 pounds and I got down into like 179-ish area, right? And really finding like comfort in my body at different weights has been interesting. And there was a time, and I think I shared this with you guys last week, that I was just really comfortable where I am now at like this 200 range. I'm 5'9", and you know, I feel and I look decent at 200, right? I felt amazing at 179, right? And like, so now I have that thought. Now I'm like, I'm feeling fluffy, right? Oh, these are my fat jeans. They were my skinny jeans before, right? Now they're my fat jeans. Like, the entire game has changed, but it's almost taken like I have to exist in a certain new body, a certain new identity on my way down as I'm going. So I'm seeing this next vision of Aloha Addie, right? I see her walking on the beach. She's swimming a la Moana, you know, doing laps out there in the ocean in the morning. She's doing yoga as the sun's rising. She's doing weights in the complex at the condo building. She is like living this like life of just beauty and peace and joy in our body, in nature, and like all of that. And I can see it, right? And I can finally think I even have short hair. It's like I'm tall, I'm a lean, I'm a packed machine, right? I've got my muscle tones, and my body's looked like it hasn't really before. I've always kind of been maybe a little, I have long muscles, right? But maybe a little bulkier. You know, and I feel like I'm just like yoga's really leaned out my body, and it's changed like how I feel about myself and my body too. So having this vision and being able to see like what potentially could 155 look like. And for so long, when you're 300 pounds, you guys, it's really hard to imagine 155. When you're sitting a little bit closer, when you get to that 179, that 180, you can start to visualize it better. And you can start to taste it. You can start to imagine it. You can start to get excited about it. Right? So it's how do you get excited along your way, along your path? And I think so often we make it so big and we don't bring ourselves back to the present, back to the right now, what this one little thing I'm going to do today, this one little thing, this listening to the podcast that's going to help me create her, right? And every day I write from my future self. And right now, this future self is Aloha Addie, right? Like we're writing, we're talking, we're communicating, we're in vision, we're, you know, as crazy as it sounds, you guys, let it rip. Like, why not have some fun with it? Explore, see what your future self has to tell you. See what your intuition has to tell you. And so floating in and out of goals, I want to talk about that because I think there's probably a lot of gurus out there that say, no, you just need to stay focused. And I feel like I was like that for so long of a time. I am a firm believer in like when we do a 90-day plan of not changing your goal and your habit during that 90 days. Because your brain will absolutely want you to, because you're in the midst of a habit cycle, average of 66 days to build a habit. And it can take longer, it can take less time, but you want to get as many votes in that bucket toward building that new habit. And when you're halfway through, everyone starting your 90 days in, like, let's say you're doing it on the quarter. Like I just like to be in the quarters. I'm like that. It's got to be kind of even, right? So July, August, September, by mid-August, everyone's going to lose their minds. They're going to want to quit. They're going to be like, ah, Addie, this me first was the worst idea ever. This doesn't work. You know, everyone's just does that. So of course I have like meetings scheduled in the sisterhood for this time. I'm like, I'm going to make sure everybody, it's the messy middle. Just keep going. When it feels hard, you just got to push through. But there's also times where on my journey where I've known it's felt hard and I just need to back off because there was something else I was learning. And this year I had that experience with my skin, right? With everything flaring up on me and really focusing in on my health and listening to what are these messages within me? What am I supposed to be hearing? What am I supposed to be learning? What can I do? What can I eat? What can I not eat? What can I put on my body? Like just completely shifted and uprooted all of that. And it brought me back to a physical goal because I was so like focused on an abundance goal, which brought me when I shifted back to my abundance goal. So this happened toward the end of last year. This is, and I swore I was never going to shift my goal again because I had done it and I felt like it was a train wreck. And I talked to the spirit guides. I talked to myself. I was like, but I just knew I got lit up. Like I could feel the energy come flood through my body. It was like, it was a straight directive, you guys. It was a straight download, you know, about, no, you need to pursue this goal. It was like, you need to go big. You need to go the $1 million or whatever it is. And that, you guys, brought me down the path of the magic, learning about how to harness gratitude, how to create that vibration in my body, learning about the tapping, EFT tapping and doing the tapping solution. I learned so much about manifesting, not just money, but weight loss, abundance in my life, love, all of that through a Get Rich Lucky Bitch book. Like that quest brought me so many tools that are critical on the rest of my weight loss journey. And so I look back now and I'm like, Oh, universe, you wily mofo, check you out. Just bringing me things that I needed in just a different way. So I think there is, when you start to be able to trust yourself and ask yourself, do you trust yourself? Do you know, yes, yes, yes. Is it a full body yes? Do you know what your full body yes is? My Aunt Mary talks about that, her full body yes, right? Like, is it, yes, I know this is, like, I know I need to go to Hawaii. I don't know if I know why yet. I don't know if I know how it's all going to shape out. I know for sure I want to be there with Millie, with my youngest daughter. But other than that, I don't know why I'm being called so clearly. But it's been coming all year. And so to be able to listen to that and take action, even no matter how hard it feels, but to know it's right action. You know, and so I think a lot of times when we want to change our goals, we want to change them just because they get hard. But I think there's times we could change our goals because you are meant to find something else along the path, you know, and then you might come back to that main goal, that big thing you've always wanted. But, and maybe it's still there. Like, I never stop moving toward my weight loss goal. I've always written it down. I have not stopped. Even when I went to my $1 million goal, you guys, I still wrote my weight loss every day. I weighed every day. I made a food plan every day. I kept doing those things, even though it wasn't my main focus, because I knew if I didn't focus at all, I could potentially slip into old me. You know, I was like, new me just does these things every day. She weighs every day. She writes it. It's just who I am. Like, I don't even think about it anymore. There's like nothing. So, okay. So how do we keep going, right? How do you keep going when it does feel so hard, when you just want to give up, when you want to throw in the towel? My friends, this is where community is so important. And Dr. Mindy talks about this in her book too, the fasting doctor. One of her big four pillars is community. And I have to say, I 100% agree. And I see that in our sisterhood, even with people that aren't active and they just know they have that space and they're watching. And sometimes we're just waiting for our own fire to reignite or for ourselves to get, you know, lifted back up. But hanging around other people that are doing what you want to do is so key in your journey. Don't try to do this alone, you guys. Get accountability groups, get in Facebook groups, get in community, find your people, you know, because there is just nothing like that. Of course, coaches are amazing too, you know, like I love having coaches. Coaches help me really micro focus, help me really stay focused on my goal and moving forward, and helps me talk out of my own head each week. But the community is what keeps me going. It's what keeps it together. And so that is a really key thing for me. And then I think also, you guys, learning how to not judge yourself, becoming the scientist of your journey. That is how you keep going. Because if you keep having this negative talk to yourself all the time, if you keep talking about, oh, here I go again, another failure again, I could have, you guys, 20 pounds this year. That could have been my story. Instead of my story being, what am I learning here? I'm watching universe, what's going on? And listen, I am so confident in how to lose weight in my body and that I know how to do it. It's not a fear anymore. It's like, I know that truth. Maybe I'll talk about that next week, how to get that confident with yourself in becoming the scientist of your weight loss journey. Perhaps we'll talk about that next week. It's really, I think, one of the big journeys I take my clients on, like what is working in your body, how to learn what is and what isn't, and how to really have power over your journey. And so I bring you to the final question I had, and I'm going to wrap it up. I'm not even looking at how long I'm recording right now. This is probably really long. But are you inspired by your main goal? So there's plenty of times I feel uninspired. And I can tell you this, people find me because of weight loss. They usually come in my group because of weight loss. And like literally within the first session, everyone's like, I think actually this person that said this about the impossible weight when she was in the meeting, she said, you know, I'm amazed after the very first session where we do the future self thought and visioning, all of that, where she said how little of my vision included weight loss when I feel like that's all I think about all day. I'm like, exactly. Because like your focus, so taking that focus on the main goal, that my focus isn't, oh my God, I'm going to lose weight today. I'm going to do this. That's not even what I mean about like creating my algorithm, right? My focus is, oh my God, I'm going to feel so good when I eat these foods today. I'm going to feel so good when I listen to that podcast that's going to give me the mindset that's going to get me to this new me. I'm going to feel so good after I do my afternoon meditation. And that benefits, that keeps me from eating at night. So it totally benefits my weight loss because it removes the stress. It helps me digest food better. All kinds of stuff, right? So getting inspired by yourself, right, to get to your goal. So get your inspiration is right within you. I think the word inspire, I had looked this up once, and it comes from it comes originally from meaning the breath of life. And so like being inspired is just from the breath right inside of you. It's from within you, you guys, right? Like I don't inspire you. You might hear something I say that you like triggers something in your brain and you get fired up. That's you inspiring yourself. You know, that's inspiration from within you. It's all right inside there already. So asking and open yourself up to new visions, new dreams, daring to dream for yourself again. You know, that's scary for a lot of people. You spend our whole lives dreaming for other people, or a good portion of them now. You start to dream. So in the Artist Wave book we have these questions, and it says one of them was, if it weren't too late, I would do dot, dot, dot. Right? And I was like, my answer was, it's never too late. I like literally couldn't allow myself to put anything on the line because anything I would come up with, it can't be too late. Right? And so I told everyone, I'm like, whatever you had in that line, if it weren't too late, I would do whatever it is. That is the thing you need to be seeking. Okay. So ask yourself that. What is your first answer, you guys? If it weren't too late, you would do what? Because I want you to go and like picture a vision with that. Like, what if you did? Because I guarantee you it's still possible. Unless it's something like B21, right? Like, that would be silly. Who the hell would want to do that again? I love this stage in life. Okay, you guys, I know I'm talking your ear off this week. I just kind of wanted to share that with you about, you know, doing the impossible. And that, it just really hit me. I'm like, wow, you know, I guess I did think it was impossible too. Because I just know I'm incapable. You know, again, Dan Sullivan talks about those four C's. You know, you start and you're scared, right? You make your commitment. You're like, okay, I'm going to go for this goal. And then you're scared shitless. So it takes courage to get through that next phase. Right. And then as you start showing up because you got balls enough to show up to move towards your goal, then you get a little more confident. Right. Then you're starting to get, all right, I can kind of do this. Look, I'm losing a little weight here and there. I can do it. And then when you like hit the end where you're just like, I am, you're at your goal. You've been maintaining. You're like, I know how this works. You are like totally confident. Oh, I messed them up. Capable and then confident. You start to get capable along the way. You're like, oh, I can see. You're gathering evidence. And then you're confident. You're like where I am now. Right. Like, oh, I know how to do this. It's on. We're doing it. I just have to like focus and move myself because I know how to move the weight off my body. That's not an issue. Right? And I know how to do it comfortably. I know how to do it without counting calories, without eating poorly, without harming myself, without not having fun. I know how to do it. And so it's like game on, right? Game friggin' on. And we're going to watch me fail along the way. And we're going to watch me like have a lot of learning moments just over these 90 days, you guys. So think about doing this every 90 days where you set this big impossible goal and you go all in and you dream and you vision and you create. That's what we do in the Me First Guide, right? That's what we do in the planning system, in the community. It's what we do together. So look for ways to join us and sign up, because I'm working on some things to make this hopefully a little more automated now that she's ready to go. So keep your eyes open, you guys. I'm not ready for any big reveals yet. You know, I've got a little bit going on over here. All right, that's enough on me today. Go achieve the impossible and light this bee up. Until next week, you badass witches and bitches, slay her out.